Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and we'd like to include your opinion. Are you a registered voter in the state of Florida?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you so much. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
Oppose.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
No.
Do you support or oppose?
Opposed.
Okay, somewhat or strongly opposed?
Excuse me?
Do you somewhat oppose or strongly oppose?
To give them back the rights? Tell
yes.
me again.
Okay. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their names from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names? Do you support or oppose?
No. I would oppose it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical and deadly force to conceal their names? Do you support or oppose?
The police officers to
conceal
their names.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they should be able to do that.
Okay, you strongly oppose the bill somewhat opposed? Okay. Thank you. Do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right or low?
Too high.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel state and local government in Florida spend tax revenue in a wasteful manner or in an efficient manner?
That's a good one. Wasteful manner or efficient manner? Use our tax money, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, no, I don't think they're doing that good a job.
Okay, thank you. A shortage of veterinarians have made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool to establish a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment? Do you support or oppose?
I support that.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of the reach of pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals? Do you support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, including at night and on weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine? Do you support or oppose?
I do support that, yes.
Thank you. Veterinary PAs are like physicians, assistants, train and support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the veterinary professional associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian? Would you support or oppose?
I would support it.
Thank you. Do you believe state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis? They should or they should not?
What should they do?
Publish public notices.
Okay.
In the printed or online newspaper on a regular basis?
On a regular basis?
Yes.
Advertise public notices on what?
In the printed or online newspaper. In other words, for you to have access to it all the time.
Okay, all the time. And access to what?
Access to the information, to the notices.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we should have... No,
okay.
Yeah, access.
Okay, thank you. How likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Will you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely to seek out public notices?
Unlikely.
Like somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $35 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
They're very important.
Thank you. Do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town? They should
yeah,
or
I
they
think
should
they
not?
Should. They should.
Okay. Okay. What about their secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental? They should or should not have the right?
Yeah, they should have the right. Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Consistent, yes.
Okay, thank you. Do you know how to swim, yes or no?
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, no problem. Do you think every child should or should not learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yes, I do. I certainly do.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
Oh, boy. Regarding what?
Generally speaking.
Generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
They could stand some improvement. Oh, dear, that's a hard one because there's good and bad. There's both in the public schools, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
That's hard for me to answer that one.
Okay, no problem. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. Okay, thank you. Next, I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which one comes closer to your opinion. The first one, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. Second, public schools should just stick to traditional curriculum, only teaching reading, writing, and math. First one or second?
I'm going to say second.
Okay, thank you so much. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida, yes or no?
In my family?
Yeah, or friends. They have experienced trouble or struggle to find affordable housing in Florida?
Not personally, no. Many people have, but not anyone that I particularly know, definitely no.
Okay, thank you. Do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area? Yes, they are, or no, they are not?
Yes, they are.
Thank you. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing? Yes, they do, or no, they do not?
Yes, they do.
Thank you so much. Do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permit, and density adjustments or reforms to alleviate restrictions that currently impede the development of affordable housing? They should or they should not?
They should.
Thank you. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how will that affect your vote? Will you be more likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or you will have no impact on your decision?
More likely to vote for them.
Thank you. Finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements with no greater burdens placed on eligibility, enrollment, or benefits for these new individuals compared to the other Medicaid beneficiaries. It will also direct the Agency for Health Care Administration to implement the initiative by maximizing federal financial participation for newly eligible individuals. If you were voting today, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
Probably no.
No? Okay, thank you. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults in households with minor children that make no more than 26% of federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, would you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject the amendment?
That was a long amendment, and I think I got lost.
Okay, I understand. Yeah, it was kind of long. Yeah, I got
to
say.
Yeah, it was, and I'm not sure exactly. I think you better.
Yeah, okay. Currently, Medicaid eligibility in Florida is restricted to adults and households with minor children that make no more than 26% of the federal poverty level, which is $6,464 per year for a family of three. Medicaid is unavailable to adults who do not have minor children. The proposed expansion of Medicaid will increase the eligibility limit to $34,307 for a family of three and provide access to benefits to adults making less than $20,121. After hearing this, will you vote yes to approve the amendment or no to reject it?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
Yep, that's it. Plus.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Do you consider yourself to be white Caucasian, black African American, Hispanic Latino, Asian, or other?
The first one.
Okay, thank you. Do you consider yourself Cuban American, yes or no?
No.
No, thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to assume gender now. Okay, thank you so much.
It's crazy. Really crazy.
It is.
Okay.
It is crazy. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your cooperation. You have a good evening.
And you too.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.